I'm So Tired by Fugazi. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren Bile. Welcome back to Pisces season. Yeah, I actually don't have your mic on, so you can't talk, so that's embarrassing for you. If you want to move to mic 4, you can. I have a guest here in the studio with me today. Would you like to say hi?
Hello.
What? That's still not... That's still not the right mic. Yeah, oh, that's really embarrassing. Someone can't count. Come on, you're ruining my show.
Wait, it's so loud.
All right, anyway. So tonight's vibe is simply that there is no vibe because I made this playlist when I was walking around, and the playlist is called I'm Walking Around. Because I am walking around. This is the music that I listen to when I walk around. How many times can I talk about walking around?
Walk around.
Where are you?
Walk around where?
Where have you been walking around?
Oh, I've been walking around. I'm walking around campus. We're gonna walk around the Fells.
Oh yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, that is the case. There's so many dang chords. A lot's going on in here right now. It's kind of freaking me out. I'm just
came unprepared. You're watching the downfall of the show right now.
I mean, after my trainees did such a great job last week, I'm kind of like embarrassed to be on air again because like they just like completely ate me up and spit me out. Like it was humiliating. They even played like different music than like the same 3 Elliott Smith songs, so I was like, whoa, didn't know you could do that. It was really embarrassing.
Take notes.
Oh man, it was so embarrassing. And they were like talking about the songs and stuff. I don't even like have things to say about these songs. Like the things that I could say about these songs are like depressing and no one wants to listen to them.
You walk around. They're pretty self-explanatory.
I didn't even tell you where I'm walking around. It is a million degrees in the studio right now. Also, so that's like, it feels like I'm like running around right now. Like I'm like sprinting around to Fugazi. Crazy. Tonight's vibe, because somebody asked me, what's tonight's vibe? Tonight's vibe, I'll tell you what tonight's vibe is. I feel like someone that's like trying to stall for time, you know? And it's totally not because I only put like 5 songs in the playlist. Like I'm totally not trying to stall for time.
We don't need songs. wonderful.
Honestly, I should just bring the mic down to the hallway and let you guys listen to the acapella that's going on downstairs.
They sound pretty good.
It is quite good. But yeah, tonight's vibe is
walking around.
No, I thought that since it's Pisces season and all, that I should play my typical Pisces season nonsense. The background noise is really annoying me, like very
sounds like
badly.
A truck is idling.
Yeah. So I actually got this idea from the like handbook to play music in the background while you're talking. And I'm wondering if I like play like some like
slow jazz.
I was thinking like classical music. My little brother has this playlist called Classical Bangers. But I don't think you can hear it. No, I don't think you can. There
Ooh.
We go. Hello.
It sounds like it's coming from like inside my head or something. It's really weird.
The vibe is gonna be crazy tonight.
I keep turning around to look where it's coming from. It's like
I feel like we should talk about something super sophisticated. So recently I've been watching a lot of Love is Blind. And, you know,
I don't think that was the right direction.
I think I'm learning a lot about love from Love is Blind. Because it teaches you love may actually be blind, except for it totally is not, because they're all, like...
This music's crazy.
Joel just told me it sounds like lobby music. Okay, I'll come up with something better for the next time that I talk, but...
Maybe we'll do a cappella.
Please don't. This is what you're going to listen to while I talk about Love is Blind right now. It's crazy because the thing is that they only, like, these people only care about looks. However, they're on a show where the entire premise is that, like, they don't, like, they aren't supposed to look for looks. And then they all, like, talk about how they look to each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, what do you look like?
That makes sense to me, though. Like, you're deprived of, like, a very basic thing. And so, like, you're hyped. It's like, you know, like, what's it called? Daredevil. He's, like, really heightened sense of smell and hearing because he's blind. So it's like...
I love this song. No, it's not like that at all. It's like this, like, need for, like, some sort of, like... It's like it's vanity, because if they don't have the looks to look at to go off of, they don't go off of these people's personalities. The conversations that these people are having are like, I literally saw this. I saw it. That makes sense. I saw this reel that was like, oh, every Love is Blind conversation goes like this, and the girl's like, oh, I have a dog, and the guy's like, oh my god, I have a dog too, and they're like, oh my god, we both have dogs.
Rate yourself 1 to 10.
No, literally, that's exactly the conversations that they have. And then it's like, but then they're maybe like, okay, you know, I've been having these really great conversations, but like his voice, like I'm just so obsessed with his voice. So then it's like, we're not even like, no one cares about the meat of the sandwich. It's all about the bread.
Whoa.
It's
all deep.
Thanks.
Was that a classical musically inspired line?
Yeah, I'm getting like genius thoughts right now. You know how your dad was like talking about how fasting, like, you like reach a like spiritual level after a few days?
Oh,
he probably would resent that characterization of fasting, but
that's close enough.
It, more or less, that's like, you know, after a few days, you like reach this clarity. That's like, this is what this music is doing to me right now.
Can I do a shout out?
Yeah. No, go ahead, please.
Everyone should buy my dad's book. It's called The Fast.
Yeah, by John Oakes. But you should. This is promotion from from Nathaniel Oakes, not WMFO.
Cause one in the same room. Really?
No, that's not. It's just you that's saying that. All right, man. WMFO has nothing else to do with that. Anyway, Love is Blind. but the thing is like, I can't stop watching it. Like, I'm, like, obsessed with watching it, and I blame Jill completely, because, like, usually I can only take, like, brain-dead TV for, like, once a week, and now it's, like, every day I need to, like, watch this. But the thing is, like, they're, like, I, like, it's... So times.
It's crazy.
The content is not even that interesting anymore, mm-hmm. because like at this point all of the relationships are falling apart. None of them are attracted to each other in real life. And like the people that are then have like these severe issues where it's like they're like just fundamentally like not compatible with each other. Mm-hmm. And they're trying so hard to make it work because they have like chemistry, but like they're like, yeah, well, like, I just can't ever imagine, like, selling my house. And they're like, well, I can't ever imagine living in your house. And they're like, mm-hmm. yeah, but I just love you so much.
Whoa.
Or, like, one of them, literally, I was just watching it, and he was like, I want to retire early. Like, I want to be frugal. And she was like, I want to live in the moment and spend money. And they're just like, yeah, like, I think we're saying the same thing.
It's a stretch.
What, like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, and but to be fair, like all these shows are like made to. There's always like a hitch. Like well, they're not making it blind because like, oh, this is going to make them love each other more. They're making it blind because it's like entertaining to you.
Well, no, I know that, but then it's also like I think like there is this like level of delusion that like some reality TV show contestants have, whether it's like they see themselves getting famous or they're like narcissistic, but I think that like they're. Is like a good amount of these people that think that this is real. Mm-hmm. Like they think that like the 5 days that they've spent talking to someone is enough for them to get married to someone. And then they talk about like how they love someone and they're like, oh, I love them so much though. And they like genuinely believe that's love.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like incredibly frightening because it's like pretty obvious. Like that's not what that is. Like, it's just like you were put in like a chamber for a week. Also, the thing is, it's literally a week. Like they knew these people for like a week, and then they get engaged, and then they're like, "I want this to work so bad." I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
It's so interesting to me because it's like, are they desperate to get married? Are they like self-obsessed? Are they like delusional? Like, are they all of them? Are they none of them? It's just like, I don't know.
Do you think...
Is this not engaging to you?
No, it is engaging. I'm just thinking, you know, there's a lot to work with here. Do you think the audience is implicated in, like, promoting this, like... Do you think it's immoral to have the show?
No, because these people signed up for it.
They did sign up for
like,
it.
Like, it's like giving a platform to the crazy people, yeah. in my opinion. Like, yeah. I would never, ever go on a show like this, even if I was, like, 35... No chance of love.
It's the same thing with The Bachelor, though. Like,
no, but see, where I can condone The Bachelor is that those women are at least becoming influencers. Like, they're getting these fancy dresses. They're staying in this nice villa.
But that's not because it's The Bachelor. It's because The Bachelor is popular. Like, Love is Blind. Like, if it reached that level of fame, you'd have people signing up for it and being...
No, not even afterwards. Because Love is Blind is like 3 weeks. Okay, like The Bachelor is like months, and they also like it's not like I mean Love is Blind is getting popular, but also like the whole thing about Love is Blind is that they're like not that hot. I mean, to be honest, Love is Blind.
Yeah, well, I mean,
duh.
But they could be hot blind people.
No, but that's the thing is like they're not blind.
Well, I know, but like it could be like, you know, they disguised two hot people talking without knowing each other.
No, no, and that's the thing is that like most of them are like pretty like conventionally attractive looking, like they're conventionally attractive. So then it's like, mm-hmm. Love isn't really blind because like yeah, of course you'd be attracted to that woman or that man, but they're not like. But the thing about The Bachelor is like it's all like images, like it's all about like the like spectacle of it all, like their dresses, their outfits, what they're wearing, their hair, like all of it is like to create this like presence of themselves. Yeah. Even if it's like if their intentions are pure, they don't want to be like influencers or whatever. It's still like that they want him to notice them. So they're doing all these things for him to notice him, him to notice them. So there's still like the like presentation aspect.
True, but there's also like more embarrassment associated with it, I would think, because like with Love is Blind, like if it doesn't work out, like yeah, maybe your heart's broken, but like at least you weren't like putting out for someone who like, you know.
I mean, yeah,
just didn't give a shit about you.
It is.
Oh, sorry.
Goodness, I'm gonna have to kick you off air. I mean, yeah, I guess so, but like. it's the same for Love is Blind. Like, they're dating multiple people at once. Oh. Some of them don't get chosen. Yeah, they're all, like, dating each other.
I thought you're paired with... I gotta watch the show. No. I feel like I'm missing some a lot of context here. You need to watch this show.
And yeah. I don't know. I just... It's so weird to me that, like, it's still somehow all centered around looks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the whole premise of the show is that they don't care about looks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then it makes me wonder, like, maybe love is not blind.
But they're not saying, like... looks don't matter. They're saying,
yeah, they are. See. That's their point.
It's Isn't like, it like, let's see if there's an attraction, like an no, emotional like, attraction first?
Yeah.
But people are there and they're not like, oh, I don't give a I don't care if
Come
my partner.
Come on, man.
I saved myself there. I'm learning. The people there are not like, I don't care if my partner's attractive. Or maybe they are. I don't know. I gotta watch it.
I mean, maybe, but. I don't know. It just kind of makes me feel like we're all doomed, you know? Like, we only care about looks.
I don't think that's a bad... I mean, not only, obviously.
Oh, man.
No. But like, obviously you can overvalue...
We should get you off the mic.
No, but like, I don't think... I think love is blind. Like, the whole concept of the show is already like... Like, I think it's silly to think that love is only emotional. Like, I feel like love is very much like a... You know, it's you get a little bit of everything.
We'll see. Also, what a trend I've noticed
mm-hmm.
in this show is that there are multiple kinds of love,
so
and
true.
A lot of these people might be like emotionally attached to them to like these people, and then they realize once they get out of the pods, they're actually like good friends
mm-hmm.
and not attracted to each other at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me though, because I feel like romantic love, you have to have an element of romance, and so there has to be something physical.
I guess
there's asexual people, but like...
But then, like, what is this show about then? Like, they're just, like taking a huge part of love away,
like,
and then they're like, what? It didn't work?
Yeah, that's like, the whole... I mean, yeah, like, you know, you're putting them in a situation that's, like, obviously not ideal, and, like, it's entertaining for us to watch. I mean, maybe they're claiming that that's, like, pure love, but I feel like I wouldn't think that, you know? I mean, yeah. Maybe it works out, you know, for 1 in 100, 1 in 10.
I guess. I don't know. I can't tell if I'm also part of this crazy... If I'm, like, also crazy for, like, eating it up, you know?
No.
Whatever. If you want to call in, give us your thoughts on Love is Blind, or my background music, or my music, or me.
Or me.
You can be brutally honest, but please don't be. The number is 855-915-9636. Or go to wmvo.org and use the DJ chat option so we can type together. All right, enough of this classical music. It's time for real music.
We're a quarter of the way through.
What?
We're like a third of the way
through. No, we're not. Don't be dramatic. Okay, anyway, this is Pulaski at Night by Andrew Bird.
Empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns aplenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Story, but it loses its thread, and all of my witnesses keep turning up, dead. I paint you a picture of Pulaski at night, come back to Chicago, city of, city of love. Come back to Chicago.
Thank you. I guess he's head of you. He's talking shit, he never thinks of you. So bite your lip and watch him walk off with his friends, leaving you all alone once again.
That was Early to the Party by Andy Schauf. So now I have some chill lo-fi study beats. So maybe you guys like that one more. What do you feel about this? I kind of feel like I'm in a spa.
I feel like I'm falling asleep. I like the classical.
Ooh, but the beat kicked in.
No. See, if you asked me now, it would have been a different answer.
Yeah. It's a little loud.
Elevator vibes, though.
I mean, there's no background music that you can play that, like, isn't elevator vibes.
Like AC/DC or something? Like.
No. So that last song was called Early to the Party by Andy Schauf, and I'm actually seeing him next month, which is crazy. I really hope that's not on our anniversary, because it very well could be. Oh no.
Crazy.
And I'm seeing him perform in like a church or something. I really hope not. It's 2 days before. Phew. Anyway,
I booked up a whole week.
I bring it up because that album is about like scenes from a party as it progresses through the night. And I recently just had my own party for my birthday. It was a joint birthday party with Jill. And, you know, it got me to think about, you know, stages of a party.
Mm.
But then the way that he sings about it or writes about it is like very elegant, and I feel like our party was far from
elegant. It was pretty smooth though, you know. It was no hitches in the plan as far as I guess. No, there are more elegant parties than what we had.
Yeah,
like, well, a ball.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't like trying to go for
like a cellist
classy
in the corner.
I don't think
it was British. It's like you could have gone all out, like,
yeah,
debutante.
Yeah. But the first song is about like showing up too early to a party. And while I myself don't think that I'm that person, or at least I try incredibly hard not to be, because I don't.
Whoa,
like this.
That's a switch up.
Jeez, that is not a lo-fi beat to study to. I'm not liking any of these, honestly. Anyway, I don't think I'm that person. Would you say I'm
that?
I feel like I'm pretty on
time. Punctual.
About, well, you know, punctual is in I get there at the right time, not on time.
Yeah. But punctual is like good.
Yeah. But then it made me wonder, like, do you know, like, can you think of people that are always like the first to arrive? Do you think you're the first to arrive?
I feel like I'm certainly not the first to arrive.
Do you think it's weird to be like...
I think it's a little bit weird to be... no one wants to be the first to arrive. Like, the reason, like, I feel like there's a universal understanding that when you say a party starts at some time, it's like 30 minutes or an hour after that.
Yeah.
And it's because everyone wants to, like, not be the first one. And so it's just gotten pushed back. It's like this cultural phenomenon.
And it's like a game of chicken. Yeah. Like, who's going to show up
but
first?
You don't think about it like that. It's just like, oh, party starts at 10, get there at 11.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually people are already there. And then it's really weird when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. I kind of feel like I've noticed that there are certain people that are always showing up.
Call them out.
No.
Let's hear it.
I won't. I will say that a few people that were typically always very late are now the first.
Switch up.
Yeah. And I don't understand why that is, because nothing's changed. In fact, it's probably everything's gotten less exciting.
We've grown up.
But why? There's nothing fun at our house to come to, you know? And I feel
maybe
like
you're discrediting the house. It's a nice house.
It's not about the house.
Maybe it is about the house.
But it's like, did something within these people change that they like now need to be like, just the people that I'm thinking, I like could never imagine them being on time in a million years. And that's why I tell them the time that I tell them, because I'm like, they're going to be at least 30 minutes late. And it's incredibly jarring when I'm like still getting ready and then they're like in my house, you know?
Yeah. Maybe because the parties are... Do you think the parties are getting less fun? I don't think that's necessarily the case. But if they were, then there's nothing to look forward to later in the night. And so they just... They arrive early, they get it done
with. Oh, so it's like a loss of hope kind of
thing. It's like, oh God, let me get here and get back before my bedtime.
Is that really where we are now?
I mean, I don't think so, because I think the parties are fun.
Wow. It's kind of depressing when you think about it.
I mean, that specific aspect, maybe. But I don't feel like that's the general vibe. I don't think that's the general direction things are going in.
Or maybe it's like a, like, I don't want to be at my house anymore. Like, I got to go over there.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe they have home issues. A rat.
Yeah. Issues at home.
A roommate. An evil roommate. And yeah. Curtis is just... Sorry, wherever you live. Somewhere in the United States.
One of those things.
There's a lot of Curtises.
Yeah, that's it could okay. be it no could be gonna, anything.
Imagine all our fans are standing at your door.
All
get
our
back
fans.
Be holding signs up for.
It's like
Pepsi
the hate.
Season.
It's the hate mail. They're gonna show up. They hate me. They're gonna be like, stop talking about Love Is Blind, idiot. Play music. It's radio.
Except this is great with
the
background
thing is,
music, because it's like both.
I guess. But the thing is like, I don't want to get into the political territory on my show because, you know, that I feel like that is
not... I like
not,
politics.
I know you do, but that's like, it's not... I don't think that's what Pisces season is. I think that it's okay to have an hour of rambling and talking about nothing.
I agree. But politics
usually
can be
people
very
aren't
vapid.
Listening anyway, so...
Yeah, it's true. It's
I mean,
true.
Even still, I listen to my show back. And I like to listen to myself talk, and I'm like, I can listen to these songs whenever I want.
That's true. How often do you just get to talk?
How often do you get to just, like, talk on the radio?
With these cool, fancy mics.
Every time I'm like, I don't want to come into the studio tonight, I'm like, I'm going to miss, like, talking somewhere that I think matters.
Mm-hmm. And forcing all those poor people to listen to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Thousands of
you
fans.
Get it.
Oh, I get it.
I don't even think WMFO can reach 1,000 people. Like, I think our station would break down.
It's quality over quantity.
It's not that either. Anyway, I guess I can stop playing lo-fi chill beats to study to and play some.
See, I like the classical because, like, periodically I'd be reminded that I was playing and I'd be like, oh, that's kind of nice. And with the lo-fi beats, like, they just kind of fade into the back, you know?
But it's more natural that way,
I
you know?
Guess,
like,
yeah.
Don't you feel a little bit professional?
Yeah.
I do want to, like, start voice acting, though, is my issue. Like,
give us your best, like, what's your best impression?
Let me do the PSA in a voice actor voice. Actually, I don't think I will do that.
That'd
that
be
sounds
kind of crazy.
That would be crazy.
She's so crazy. Out
oh,
of control.
Come on. Not that, please. I want, like, a really crazy one. We haven't had a crazy one here in a while. Another day.
Another ladder.
Another dollar. This is the ladder safe. Right. I can't do it with the lo-fi beats to study to in the
I mean,
background.
It's a pretty serious topic. I think this one, people better pay attention to.
Ladder safety PSA. I can't do it.
You're doing great.
What? Like, what am I supposed to, like, there's something? Like, I'm not going to do that.
Just do, like, a John impression.
No. It's just, like, a southern accent.
No, I mean, like, when he does his goofy voice. Anyway, do your thing.
Now I'm getting, like performance anxiety.
Wait, why are you talking like that?
Oh, God. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the 150,000 is, like...
real?
A whole world, or...
No, I think it's the U.S.
150,000 in the U.S. is a lot of people.
We have a lot of people in the U.S.
Do you think ever since WMFO has been doing these, the ladder safety message, that number has declined?
I don't know, because my dad's like, oh yeah, like, ladders are dangerous. Thanks for reminding me. I don't know.
At least we get some appreciation.
Whenever I see ladders now, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get on that. Like, I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I did climb to the top of one, though, like a week ago. So maybe that's a lie.
Conquering your fears.
I just want to feel tall.
Yeah, yeah. You should just walk around on the ladder all day long.
No, that's like stilts.
Yeah, it'd be dangerous too. You have to wear a helmet.
Man, you're really contributing a lot time.
I feel like I've been good. The peanut gallery is like my main goal here.
The peanut gallery is giving not much tonight.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
I'll zip my mouth and see how you like it.
I can surely talk to myself. But I'm not going to because I've played three songs. Sorry. Anyway, up next, a song by Wilco. Enjoy.
man's clothes. The permanent installment of the Daily Dose. And you tell life when you tell it like it is. Your world's no wider than your hatred of his. Check into a small
I'll be dead. famous ambassador. Combs his hair like a greaser and pisses dogma out a catheter. They always say they know it well, to heed their words or go to hell. But none of it is ringing any bells. Ooh, I'll be
That was I Will Be Damned by Dutch Interior. Thank you to Joe for that song, and thank you to Joe for the song before that. The Window by Pencil. She sent it to me because she was like, oh, it reminds me of the last Whole Earth catalog. And I was like, yeah, true. I don't know. Should I end my show early? I only have like one song left, and it's 2 minutes long.
How can we stall for the next 6 minutes, though?
No, I only need to stall for, like, another minute so I can say to me whomever to funeral and you.
I got nothing, man.
What? You had so many things.
I know, but we were scrolling through Twitter, and then I got distracted.
I know, it does that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Politics, man. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Anyway, call in. Give us your thoughts.
On that one comment.
Mm-hmm. Open-ended.
Anyway, I can't believe it's already been 2 weeks of Pisces. A week? It's been a week. It's been a week of Pisces season. Can you believe that?
Wait, what do you mean?
As in the season of the zodiac.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are your hopes and dreams and aspirations for the rest of the season?
That my MCAT score is good.
Yeah.
It's the only hope and dream I have right now, honestly.
Everyone send good vibes and luck.
Yeah.
Not that you need it.
Thanks. I don't know. I mean, at this point, what's done is done, so.
This is true.
I don't know.
Good karma doesn't hurt.
Maybe I'll come up with a theme or bring another guest next time.
Hey.
Maybe I'll bring my number one Pisces, Jill. My favorite Pisces. Next time. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has an awesome night. Thank you.
but you always really knew. I just wanna be with you.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.